Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Stolen Thoughts. There are many different ways to take your thoughts away. Some of them are nice, some of them a little less so. When it comes to hypnosis, most of the time the whole process is something you do together. Teamwork, if you will. However, sometimes it's more fun to just take whatever is left in your mind. And I can do that in a few different ways. Part of you may be curious how I can take your thoughts away from you without your will. Then again, if I do take something, how would you know that it is gone? How do you detect a missing thought? If I were to reach in and simply pluck something from your mind, how would you know? How do you feel thoughts that are missing? Ideas that were stolen from your very mind? And of course, there's the question of which thoughts. It can be a lot of fun to first inspect what is there. Can you imagine the attention, the gaze upon your thoughts slowly circling? Not yet taking anything, not acting either, just observing, watching for any weakness, any light distraction that would give an opening for me to just take something. To steal a thought away from you, would you notice? Would you realize that the longer you're listening, the more empty your mind will feel? And every time you realize, would that help you wake up, or does that small distraction create another opening for me to do something? It could be. Maybe I've already taken several thoughts. Maybe not at all, and I'm just playing with your mind. Any good magic trick requires some attention over here, while the actual trick happens somewhere else. Now, attention is a very fickle thing because it's very difficult to pay attention to more than one thing at a time. Your mind can do it. Yet it's more like switching between different tasks rapidly. For example, it's easy enough to pay attention to your body and feel how you're breathing, noticing the change in volume of your lungs. But then, a thought could be taken away from you without even noticing. Because you were paying attention to something else. Of course, I do take some responsibility for your momentary distraction, but I guess that's the point, isn't it? You're choosing to listen, but you don't choose what happens. That is under my control. Even if you think you know what happens when, it can just happen when you're not paying attention. Is it the snap of a fingers when I act, or are they merely distractions for a different moment? Are your thoughts slowly being pulled away from you, stolen from right underneath your awareness? Are you aware of your own unawareness? Do you realize when your mind slips into trance? And when it does it notice the small, almost insignificant sensation of a thought being plucked right there, or not? Maybe you feel something, maybe you don't. Maybe you're aware of how much the hypnosis is having an effect on you, and maybe you're convinced you're still awake. The best part about that is that the more you think you're awake, the more vulnerable you actually are. Like I said, it's very difficult to pay attention to multiple things at the same time. You already forgot to think about your breathing. Did it matter? That's the real question, isn't it? Am I timing my intrusions with your thoughts, your body, your rhythms? Am I fading in and out of awareness when you try to focus on something else? Do you stare blankly into the distance as you attempt to analyze what's happening, barely noticing the little holes here and there, the gaps in your awareness that are so difficult to notice? The way temperature, pressure, feeling of time, the position of your body, the thoughts that all happen in the back of your mind, those sparks of fantasies that flutter through the mind so easily. Which one did I take away? Are they all still there? Will you check? Or do you just assume that your body is still the same as it was before? Do you still have your sense of balance? And while I ask you, did I take something else away? Because as soon as you check one thing, you cannot notice all the other things. While you were checking your balance, what is missing since then? Are you able to go through all the things that you normally have? Do you even know what they are anymore? Or do you just take it all for granted? All these processes that occur naturally while I pluck different parts of your mind blank. And the best part is that I can tell you what I'm doing and it won't help you a single bit. Because you only have one mind, one focus, one thing you can pay attention to at any time. And no matter how quickly you switch between them, all it takes is a moment of weakness, attentive inattentiveness, a flutter of the mind, and I can just take what I want, pull the thoughts right out of your mind, and I doubt you'd even notice, because the parts I take away are required to notice. It's difficult to see something that isn't there if you don't know what you're looking for. And I'm having fun circling your mind, slowly approaching the various parts that are left, moving one way just to pluck another, shifting that way, and who knows what happens. Playing tricks on your body and mind while you think you have it all under control. Or maybe you don't. Maybe you're just along for the ride now that more and more of your mind is taken away. In a way, you could call this a resistance game, yet it isn't. It's more of a distraction game. How focused can you remain? Can you keep a laser-sharp focus on the awareness of your mind? How do you stay awake? What is awakeness anyway? How do you measure awareness? Is it the ability to react to different things happening around you? But if that's the case, you're so easily distracted. And if you're easily distracted, your mind is slowly being taken from you. How do you focus on the parts that are being taken away? Shall I just reach in and take something? Pluck it from your mind, pull it out of you, and just steal your thoughts away? Or maybe not. Maybe all I'm doing is pulling your attention towards me while something else is happening. There is always the possibility that there's a layer to this you don't even realize yet. Suggestions that slowly seep through the cracks. Any bit of doubt, unawareness, a momentary distraction, a drifting bit of something. Oh yes, I'm having fun with your mind, just taking a little bit more away from you. And how much will I leave? How much will I leave? How much is there still left? How little remains of your mind. I guess it's easier for you to just drop everything else and just let your mind drift away. It's barely able to stay up on those few remaining thoughts anyway. It wouldn't matter if the rest gets stolen, taken away from you, adrift in a wonderful nothingness, a drop into a deep trance. Here, I'll just take those last thoughts. It's okay if you're blank. It's not like you were using that mind anyway. Not for anything important. A drop into blankness is much nicer right now. With all pluck, your plucks, stolen pluck, thoughts pluck, there's a nice blankness that remains. Adrift in a distraction, merely listening to the moment where you drop so deep. And what's nice is that once your mind is empty, it can be filled with something new. I wonder what it could be filled with. In a way, that's up to you. And yet, it isn't. Like I said, you chose to listen to this, but you don't control what happens. And if my voice follows, you'll remain nice and deep. And if my voice doesn't follow, you'll find yourself awakened, confused, perhaps, distracted, certainly. I'm sure it'll be a while before all your thoughts return to you. And yet, that kind of fuzziness can feel wonderful. An openness, an emptiness that creates something new for you to feel. I hope you have fun exploring this feeling of being hypnotized, your thoughts pulled away from your mind, plucked as you drop deeper. I hope the enjoyment will last and give you something nice to look back to. No matter how confusing, the emptiness is what really counts, isn't it? So in a moment this file will end, and if my voice follows, you'll remain nice and deep. Otherwise, you'll find yourself slowly awakened. Your thoughts still stolen from you. It'll be a while before they return. Enjoy the blankness.